The memo came back marked, not for sale. FIFO's private equity plan, rejected by 55 nations in a single vote. BBC reports that UEFA's confederations have drawn a line. If Gianni Infantino pushes ahead with selling stakes in the World Cup, they'll boycott it entirely. The move isolates him, even CONCACAF is walking away. Seneca thought this worth a word, and Benjamin Franklin after him.
Lucilius, you ask what I make of the news from the north that the governors of the games have threatened to withdraw their cities from the great contest rather than see it sold to the money lenders. I saw this shape in Corsica. The praetor there auctioned the grain supply to a syndicate of equites. The people starved while the ledgers balanced. When the spectacle becomes merchandise, the crowd becomes a customer. We called it anonaria then. They call it equity now. The name changes. The hunger does not. I watched the gladiators at midday in the amphitheater at Pompeii. The lanista sold his best fighter to a richer patron the night before the games. The crowd roared for a man who no longer fought for them. That is the injury, not that the game changes hands, but that the loyalty embedded in it is treated as transferable property. The confederations have done the only honorable thing. They have said this belongs to the people who play it and the people who watch it, not to the calculators. Write to me when you have seen the next auction. I want to know whether the buyers even know the rules.
A joint stock company buys a lighthouse. The light still shines, but the keeper now answers to shareholders who have never tasted salt spray. You have seen this in your own coffee house, the subscription library that thrives because every subscriber owns a share and guards the whole, versus the proprietary venture that sells its catalog to a London bookseller and finds the best volumes shipped abroad before the ink dries on the deed. We fought a war, you and I, against a proprietorship that treated Pennsylvania as its private estate. The Penn family sold quit rents and manor lands while the assembly begged for paper money to pay the frontier forts. Private equity in a public trust does not align incentives. It extracts them. The World Cup, as these footballers call it, belongs to the associations that built it. 55 voices, one vote each. Infantino offers them a price. They answer with a boycott. A public office is a public trust, poor Richard might have said. But a public tournament sold to private capital becomes a private toll gate. Yet I recall the Philadelphia Contribution Ship, 1752, a mutual insurance company owned by its policyholders, capital pooled from private purses for public fire protection. Private money, public purpose. Governed by those who bore the risk. The difference? The policy holders held the charter. These football confederations hold nothing but a threat to walk away. The ball is round. The game is 90 minutes. The governance is everything else.
As Joy Rann in BBC News, FIFA's attempts to privatize the World Cup has unified football's major confederations against it. A rare moment when the sports power brokers agree that something shouldn't have shareholders. That's all for old news today.